every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington and all. Today have I got a great show for you and all. In the past, we've had a few other horse therapy facilities here in Hunterdon County, and we came across Spring Rains of Life, and they do things a little differently, which I thought was a very, very nice change and all. So we're going to be talking to Christiana Capra, who is sitting across from me here and all, and a little bit out of breath because she ran right from the farm over here and all. So first of all, Christiani, and you like to go by Cece?
It's a little easier.
All right. So Cece, welcome to the show. And again, we've got so much to cover in such a little bit of time, so let's just get right started. So why don't you tell my radio audience a little bit about what Spring Rains of Life is all about.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. Oh, okay.
So we work with veterans, PTSD, combat, and other related PTSD veterans, also at-risk and high-risk teenagers, and young children in bereavement. So these are three populations who either don't want to talk about it, refuse to talk about it, or simply can't because they don't have the vocabulary.
Right. And that's interesting because now in today's society and stuff, it seems like those three populations we never really heard about. And now all of a sudden, now they're starting to almost like, you know, jump out of the walls at us and things. And they're dying to have a therapy that can be effective and all. You know, they've gone through all the meds and the sit down and therapy groups and talk sessions and, you know, journal everything. But you provide a whole unique service and stuff for them, which I think is incredible. And my audience really wants to learn a little bit more about that. So why don't you tell us that?
Sure. So we don't ride.
Okay.
What I'd like to say up front is a lot of people, you know, they hear about horses and they think that it must be about riding. And I'm not going to say riding is not helpful. There's so many wonderful things that come out of therapeutic riding. It's just that the Agala model is based on a mental and emotional health foundation and also for personal development. We have found that when we're not on the horse's back with, you know, tack on them and we're guiding them to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Concerned with being safe. And
sure.
And so one thing that is robbed of trauma survivors is trust and that same need to feel safe. So what happens when we put trauma survivors with horses in an arena and they're sort of loose together,
mm-hmm.
out there together, is we'll ask them to start creating any kind of connection that they can with the horse. So if someone comes into our arena and they're really, you know, high anxiety or they've got a lot of emotion pent up inside
mm-hmm.
them, the horse will generally move away from that because it's
oh.
sort of indicating that there might not be a trustworthy
state sure.
there. So what we do without having to use words is we design activities and an atmosphere where trust is established, a lot of stuff can happen past that. So I probably don't have time to go into all the details of it, but generally it's about establishing trust and about finding, for our clients, it's about finding a place within them.
Yeah.
Because we believe we're solution focused, so we believe that all of our clients have their own answers to their own problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of locating that. Of course, it's help
right.
navigate that path.
Interesting. Now, are these horses like special bred, special trained, high protein food eatings? How do they become therapy dogs in this environment?
We certainly, when we do take a horse into our program, we certainly are looking for a horse that's not aggressive by nature. Most horses are not. Any horse that's aggressive has been made that way by humans, just like dogs.
Right.
Generally, a horse is a horse, and if you take away the tack and all of the things that we use to control them, they are then able to be their true help, their true horse.
Mm-hmm.
And in combining the trauma and the horse, they find their own way to sort of connect and find a place where they can start to explore, you know, what their triggers are about. I should also preface to say, I mean, we can't cure PTS, we can't cure trauma.
Mm-hmm.
It's been proven in science that, you know, trauma affects the brain and actually changes the makeup of the brain.
Right.
So there isn't really a cure, but what we do and what we really promote to create is personalized coping skills. So everybody's trauma is different.
Right.
Everybody's trauma is personal. But it does strip away trust, and it strips away even maybe the desire to want to wake up and do another day. A lot is spent in isolation, and so what we're trying to do is help our clients find their own personal skill set and how to manage those triggers and then get through them, and then by doing that, each time they get a little less and a little less, and so they become manageable.
Mm. So now you said you were introducing donkeys now into the program. So how did that come about?
Well, the owner of our farm, we're based in Three Bridges at Humpcat Farms.
Okay.
And the owner of our farm, her name is Barbara Demelins, and the first Christmas that we were on the farm, which was December 2017, we got a surprise on Christmas Eve of a rescued donkey mother with her four-month-old nursing baby.
Oh, jeez.
At an auction.
Uh-huh.
And then following that spring, and I'd always kind of wanted donkeys in the program because a lot of the egal programs have donkeys.
Oh, okay.
There is sort of a reason for that. They're a little different than horses. They are still equids.
Right.
They're in the equine family, but they're a little different. In the spring, we noticed that the mother's belly was getting big, and I thought I was making her fat, which is not good for donkeys. And then I had a veterinarian come and check her out, and the vet said to me, "Your donkey's not fat, your donkey's pregnant." And I went, "Oh, no." So on September 24th of this last year, we had a baby born.
Oh, how interesting.
And it's a boy.
Boy, okay.
So we now have three donkeys in a family.
Okay.
And then four horses are our main equine.
Right. So how are donkeys different than, like, the horses in as far as their approach to the nonverbal, non-riding component of your therapy?
Yeah, I will say I haven't worked with the donkeys a lot yet because when we got them, there was a pregnant nursing mother,
sure,
and a baby, and then now another baby. So it'll probably be this summer that we start to
interesting.
Introduce them to the work. But they are a little different than horses in that they don't have the same flight mode. They're a little bit more, maybe less fearful. And so where a client might figure out ways to manage the horse and do these activities with the horse, then if they go to do the same thing with the donkey, there may be more skills that are needed to
Interesting. Okay.
I think of it as like maybe the horses are our introductory to equine therapy, and then when that is accomplished, mm-hmm, we can add the donkeys.
Isn't that interesting? Now, these donkeys, are they standard donkeys? Are they miniature?
They're standard.
Okay. Oh, okay. Interesting. Oh. When I was growing up over in Cokesbury and stuff, they had the Sardinian donkey farm there.
Oh, cool.
And it was interesting because, you know, we're coming out of, you know, Warren and, you know, and moving up there, and you're coming up the hill, and all of a sudden you see these things that like just look like big dogs out in the field and stuff in there. But you know, you could see it was a donkey type of thing. They were the cutest things, though. Yeah,
they're really lovable.
Mm-hmm.
They're very affectionate, but they also can be a little tricky.
Yeah.
People say stubborn. I really believe the stubborn is more that they're just really intelligent.
Exactly.
And they can make an entire sentence out of the word no.
Isn't that something? We're going to take a little commercial break, and then we're going to be right back. So everyone still stay tuned for Spring Rains of Life, Horses, Humans, and Healing.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with Get Healthy Hunterdon, and have we got a great show. We're talking to Cece from Spring Rains of Life. What they do is a therapy using equine or horses here in our own little Hunterdon County, and they have so many interesting programs and stuff. We're going to talk a little bit about this one now that has to do with equine assisted psychotherapy services for veterans and service members suffering from trauma. So, Cece, please, why don't you take the reins on this one and tell us more?
Thanks for the fun. So we've been serving the veteran population since 2012, and I added it up last year for our board. It was over 700 veterans.
Oh, my gosh, that's a lot.
And most of that comes from Lions VA campus.
Oh, okay.
We work with the combat unit there, and mm-hmm. the women's unit, and the domiciliary unit, which is homeless PTSD.
Right.
The nature of that is funded through our program, and it was a monthly visit usually. We have an open group on the first Wednesday of every month if anybody wants to join that.
Oh, an invitation, folks. Get on down there.
10 a.m. if you're a veteran and you even feel like you might have symptoms of PTS, you're welcome to join us on the first Wednesday of every month. However, I have a really big deal that is nationwide. So Spring Rains of Life is representing New Jersey in a pilot program funded by the VA, which mm-hmm. is really, really
That great. Is great when you get funded, yeah.
So right now we're recruiting veterans to do 8-week groups. So the next one will be starting on April 30th. It's a Tuesday evening. And we have room for 6 to 8 veterans in each group, and we meet weekly for 8 weeks. And the beauty of that is that instead of once a month, which has still been very beneficial, the same 6 to 8 veterans can come every week for an hour and a half, and we really start to work through some of the layers.
Oh, wow. That's a good length of time, too, an hour and a half.
Yeah, so that has paid for. It's free of charge. So, again, I am recruiting 6 to 8 veterans to start with us on April 5th.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to get in touch with us. And the only requirement is that you're a U.S. veteran. You have symptoms or diagnosis of PTS, meaning it doesn't have to be medically diagnosed. You can just say, I don't sleep well.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm having issues with these things.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can commit to the 8 weeks. That is one thing that the VA is requiring. But it's totally free of charge. And it's really, for those who have not responded well to drug therapy, which I haven't really met a veteran who has, and is not really wanting to go to through talk therapy, this is an option that may provide some healing and some place of peace.
I was just going to ask, how does, equine therapy fit into the whole overall scope of, the treatment protocols that, we have outlined for people coming back with post-traumatic stress syndrome, trauma, whether it's a physical, emotional, or mental structure like that and all? The normal route would be what? You meet, you get medicated, you do group meetings and things like that?
I think the VA does provide services. Most of it, I think, is based in drug therapy. And from my layman's opinion or understanding is that some of it is chemical and can be helped.
Sure.
However, getting the right dosages and the right combinations, it tends to mask the symptoms, but
mm-hmm.
The stuff is still going on.
Yeah.
And so if you go off the meds, everything kind of hits you like a wave. And so what we're trying to do in the arena is to help with the horses, is to help veterans find a place of calm, a place of peace, and from there build coping skills to handle their own unique triggers. And
mm-hmm.
the horses help them do that. The horses help navigate that for them. And so our goal is that by the time they end and by the time they leave us, they have a set of skills that they can use in the car, in the supermarket, at home, being able to manage with family, because, the family is sort of the secondary PTS.
Exactly, yeah.
Sufferers.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does kind of ripple out even beyond the own veteran's life.
Yeah.
To their family members.
Oh, how interesting, though, yeah. And what a great concept, though. I love matching animals with individuals that have mental, emotional, physical issues like that and all, because they don't judge you whether you're black, white, yellow, pink, purple,
yeah.
Whether you can speak, whether you can you've got an eighth grade education or you have no education and stuff. They
Absolutely.
Take you for face value and stuff, so they're the best.
And it's present moment. It's all about what's right here, right now.
Exactly.
A lot of times we will see veterans come in to the arena in sort of a heightened state, and really what they're needing right then is just to calm down, and so they may not be able to get close to the horse while they're in that place,
mm-hmm.
but once they're able to kind of realize that they need to calm down in order to get close to the horse, to be calm for an hour and a half is a gift.
Isn't that something? And that's great biofeedback and stuff. I mean, you can't have a machine that would do that and stuff. You living, breathing, big
yes.
billboard in front of you,
yes,
letting you know.
The size is a big part of it because, I believe in all animal therapy, but it's a little different when it's a cat or a dog and you can hold it in your lap or pet it
mm-hmm.
next to you. When you have a 1,000-pound animal that's moving around you and then maybe moves away from you and you want that connection, you want to sort of establish that, it you have to go through the steps of closing the gap.
Right.
And the nice thing about the horses is that if in one moment they don't feel safe and they move away, if something is changed or modified, they respond to that in the moment. And so a veteran is able to see, wow, I wanted to get close to this one thoroughbred, but she kept moving away. And then by the time before I left, I was able to stand next to her for 10 minutes and pet her, and she followed me. I mean, that
big thing right there, yeah.
It's hard to forget that. So you sort of take it with you.
That's great to see. So what would be like a typical session then and all at the arena?
Well, generally if it's the first visit, because I do understand that if you have and a lot of our clients have never been around horses before.
Yeah.
And it's not about horsemanship. We're not teaching I mean, we do create a safe physical space, but mm-hmm. we're not teaching how to do horses. We're teaching how to do life.
Right.
So generally, whether it's teenagers or veterans or children even, we'll generally start out by saying, notice what you notice. And it could be the sky. It could be the breeze that's blowing. It could be the floor of the arena, which is sand.
Mm.
Or it could be the horses themselves, noticing their own biorhythms, like if their heart rate goes up or their breathing stops. The horses will react to that.
Sure.
So it's generally that first session is just to sort of get them comfortable in the space and letting them feel and navigate what their own safety levels are, sort of on a self-care level. When they come back, we start to introduce activities. So we might say, you know, create a pathway where the entrance is pre-military, the path is your military service, and the exit is your civilian life.
Oh, excellent.
So, and then get a, you know, gather a horse, which will become your horsepower to pass through that.
And, mm-hmm.
and so it's also not so important about the completion of the activity for us anyway, for the facilitators.
Right.
It's more about the process that goes into to creating that connection and having it happen. Whether it really happens or not
right.
is not so important. It's more about the establishing of that connection,
right.
relationship with the horse.
Exactly. How many facilitators do you have with each?
Generally two. Sometimes
two, okay.
There's more, but there's always an equine specialist, which is my role.
Mm-hmm.
And then we work with a number of mental health professionals, licensed mental health professionals that carry the mental health side of that.
Okay. So I supervise both from the horse's point of view and safety, as well as the human's movement from the condition that they're at, and mentally, emotionally, physically, to where they need to be going. Yeah,
because it's actually surprising how much stuff will come up based on the horses. And no words talking, right? No words spoken. We're not saying, so
mm-hmm.
tell me what's going on with you today. It's more just go out and pick a horse. And based on what happens there, stuff comes up. And so without having a trained professional there to help navigate that and guide it in a way that is emotionally healthy,
right.
You could really get into some hot water.
So how many horse therapy participating equines do you have there?
We right now have four horses.
Four horses, okay.
And three donkeys.
And the donkeys, okay.
But we have four horses that basically handle the bulk of the work.
And they stay pretty busy then and all, right, during the day and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So
I do gauge how often they work and that they don't work too many days in a row.
Okay.
I try to make sure that there's some downtime in between, because while they don't take on the emotional stuff that happens in the arena, it's holding space, basically.
Oh, sure.
And it is sort of energetically, it can be.
Right. And they need to get out into the field to ground themselves again and also, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. We find that very important in our work, too, and also, yeah.
Breathing is a big part of it.
That whole breathing and stuff.
Yes.
Okay, so it was interesting that, you know, they've got an amazing program for equine-assisted psychotherapy for the services for veterans and service members suffering from trauma. But on top of that, they've also got something for another population, a group that when we were growing up and stuff, you know, we never thought we had these problems. And so I don't know if it was because we got out and we ran around or we had people we were talking to and stuff, you know, face-to-face instead of the social medias and all. So why don't you tell us about that next group that you have here, which is the teens and horses. Who would have ever thought a teenager and a horse?
Exactly. So this is actually one of my favorite. This is sort of a population that's dear to my heart, mainly because of the changes that take place so quickly. So we work with at-risk and high-risk teens. We've also, and we usually work in groups from either agencies or residential centers or, you know, when we first started, we worked with a lot of gang youth from New York City.
Oh.
We come out in groups. We've also done incarcerated youth down at New Jersey Training Center. In Monroe.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I call it GBDL. It's probably not.
And that's what they call it.
So, at any rate, so everything from, you know, real trouble with the law and you know, violence and gang activity to, we've gotten a lot of interest just from parents locally that are like, I don't know what to do. So, what we did last year was we did two groups just co-funded by it was the copay basically.
Okay.
But the parents can pay that copay. We made it as cheap as we could. It's $150 actually for 4 weeks, and that covers the whole 4 weeks per team.
Oh wow.
But what we did was we ran like a 4 to 5 week group on a weekend, and it wasn't necessarily the high risk population. It was mm-hmm. more just local teens that are having behavior problems or communication skills problems, having trouble in school, anger management, just self-harm, things are really making it tough for them to navigate.
Sure.
And it really was successful. We just were like, we have to do this again. So this year, we have 4 segments that we're offering, and I will put it up on our website. It's on our Facebook page now. But
okay.
Our first 4-week group is starting this Saturday on the 23rd of March, and we have 4 teams signed up. We have room for 3 or 4 more to join.
Oh, okay.
And so I kind of want to shout that out there because if there are,
let them know about it.
Yeah, if there are parents out there that are behavior counselors at school or guidance counselors that have sort of maybe pinpointed a team that's having some trouble and we're in the last stretch here of the school year, to do 4 Saturdays with the horses. It's an hour and a half group. We start at 12 noon and go to 1:30. And the first one will start this Saturday and run for 4 weeks. This is something that might help a teenager get over some of these hurdles.
Right.
And just help them get through the rest of the year. It doesn't have to be, massive problems. But if they're just having some behavioral or some stress management or just some communication problems,
mm-hmm.
which I mentioned the social media because that's part of it.
Oh.
We don't communicate.
Exactly.
And so the horses, we don't allow phones in the arena.
Nice.
It kind of distracts them from safety.
Sure.
If they're looking at their phone and a horse is coming up, that's not good. So we take the phones, we hold them in a bag.
Good.
And then they go in the arena, and when they come out, they can get their phone back. But it's also a way to show them that you do learn to communicate without your phone. And if you have sort of frustration issues, if things don't work out for you the first time you try, this is a way to work through that and work with peers,
mm-hmm.
with other teenagers that might be having the same problems.
Oh, okay.
And so together they kind of can build a teamwork basis, also find solution-oriented, their own problem-solving skills, creative problem-solving. There's no right or wrong way to gather a horse in our arena. I've had kids take their hoodie sweatshirt off and take the arms around the neck of a horse and bring it back to us this way. And it's like, how did that work?
Mm-hmm.
And they can talk about, well, I didn't know how to do it, but I thought, well, I could try this, and then it worked. And so we're able to relay that metaphor into their real life and say, so if there's some other things in your life that aren't working out, maybe there's some creative options that you haven't thought about
mm-hmm.
to solve those problems.
Yeah.
Instead of fighting, running,
oh yeah,
being aggressive
mm-hmm.
or defiant, those things that the parents complain about.
Right. Jeez, that's an interesting program and all. And then I see that you've got a few other dates on here, too?
Yes, we've set up 4 different segments of 4 weeks.
So if people can't make it to the March 23rd
start
the one, then the next one you have will be the April 6th?
That's part of the first.
Oh, okay. Group, so. And then so April 27th would
yes,
be the next one?
Yes, it would be the second group.
And then June 6th?
Yep.
And then October, dates depending, of course, by enrollment and things like that. You may have more, you may have less than all. What an interesting way of doing it and stuff. So often, parents get so frustrated. They themselves are running in a half a dozen different directions with, both parents now having to work. The kids kind of get, put off to the side. They kind of bury themselves with social media, get on the computers. You see them in the malls and, around town and stuff. There's not a lot of interaction that goes on. And what better way to get them with that, 1,000-pound beast looking over their shoulder as to, what they're doing and stuff. And it's like, look at me. Don't look at that cell phone and all. So that's interesting.
And I'll say, too, it's a real confidence builder because, they may walk in that first session, say this Saturday, and be a little intimidated and a little out of their comfort zone because it's very different. But what I love to watch happen is stripping away of the phones and the normal crutches that they might be using to kind of build a barrier around themselves.
Sure.
They start to really become empowered when they realize that they can move 1,000 pounds by themselves with a piece of string,
mm-hmm.
that's a huge metaphor for life, and that it's a real empowering feeling and a self-confidence builder. I did that all by myself. Or maybe you did it with another team and you did it together, but you realized that you got that to happen, and you thought it was going to be impossible.
Right. Interesting. And the nice thing about your program is, you know, some people have apprehension about getting up on this, you know, 1,000-pound beast and stuff. And, you know, here you are, you're ground level with them and all. So you take away that, you know, issue that goes along with it. Interesting, though.
Another thing with teenagers is that lying, manipulating, you know, any of the tactics that they might have developed to get you know, pit mom against dad, or to, you know,
mm-hmm.
get away with stuff in school or get over on it. It doesn't work with a horse. Like you said before, it doesn't matter whether you have an education,
right.
a GED, what color you are. They mm-hmm. just take you at face value where you are right there.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it kind of takes away all those things that some teens have learned to rely on that aren't so healthy, and help them replace that with more healthy choices.
Very, very good. We're going to do a little commercial break, and we're going to be right back. So everyone stay tuned to Get Healthy Hunted In. And we have Cece from Spring Rains of Life.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
The traffic's stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunted In Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunted In Women's Leadership Summit. It's going to be Tuesday, April the 9th from 2 p.m. from the old Hawk Point Golf Club up there in Washington, New Jersey and stuff. A keynote speaker is Megan Lamb from Cisco Systems and all. So there's going to be a morning panel, how to create meaningful partnerships within the community, some breakout sessions, and the summit includes breakfast and lunch. So what better way can you spend a Tuesday than that? So it's going to go from 8 to 2 p.m. at the golf course up there, Country Club, and very, very nice. And we are sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's premier weight loss and health program. Nutrimost and stuff. Many people in Hunterdon County have lost weight. Could it be that they're on the Nutrimost program? Customized design programs specific for your needs of your body. Proprietary software is scanned and taking a look at your body. Comes up with protein, vegetable, and fruit choices to be put your body back into harmony instead of chaos every time you eat it. Supervised by a doctor and a senior healthcare coach who knows the system inside and out. Many people continue losing and maintaining that weight that they've lost after the program is even over. And they provide you with the tools to be able to do that. You can go and do a little bit of partying and stuff, and then the next few days and stuff, you just apply these simple little principles, and it'll bring you right back to your weight. So, again, Nutrimost of Hunterdon, Hunterdon County's premier customized healthcare and weight loss program. And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we've got Cece from Spring Rains of Life over in Three Bridges, New Jersey, which is right around the corner and all. We've been covering some amazing things that they do over there. The Teens and Horses Therapy Group series that they've had really good success with and all. They've also been working in developing programs for the veterans and all. And how do you put this all together, since this is a nonprofit program and all? Well, they have an amazing 5th annual Swing Into Spring Appreciation Dinner coming up. And Cece, why don't you tell us about this whole deal?
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's coming up this Saturday, actually. So that's why when you told me you had a spot today, I was like, I'll take it. So normally we have a fundraiser in springtime. It's our Swing Into Spring event. This year, we opted, of course, against my wishes, because I'm worried about money always, but we are having an appreciation dinner, and so essentially what we're doing on Saturday the 23rd, it's going to be at the Polish American Citizens Club in White House. What we're doing is we are putting out an amazing, delicious Italian buffet home-style dinner for $15.
That's incredible there.
So essentially we're charging the cost of the plate. The reason we're doing this is because we want to, first and foremost, we want to thank our volunteers and our donors, because we've had some volunteers that are with us from the very beginning. We have some that are diehards that come out no matter what the weather. We have some that are brand new. But without our volunteers, we can't accomplish anything that we do. I mean, yes, the horses provide miracles. And I'm addicted to those miracles, so that's why I'm in this game. But without the volunteers to take care of the horses, to clean our equipment, to keep the client rooms clean, to literally scrub the bathrooms, whatever needs to be done, we can't provide what we do. And so it's a huge amount of gratitude that we have to a fairly decent-sized herd of humans that really, really care about what we do and make it possible. And, of course, without our donors, and we don't have a huge donor base, but without the donors we have, we wouldn't be able to do anything.
Right.
So it's a way for us to kind of give back a little bit, recognize, spotlight that, and let people know how much their help is needed and appreciated. Also, though, I've noticed that there's a lot of people in Hunterdon and Somerset County, we're right on the line, so I kind of go to both, who don't know they exist. Like, I'll be at the supermarket, and I'll be talking to them, oh, yeah, I do equine therapy. I'm, really? Where? They've never heard of us. And so that makes me scratch my head a little bit and go, okay, we have got to get the community more in our backyard, at least knowing, like, we're never going to be national, the big thing like Red Cross. That's never going to happen. But we do hope to be really pivotal in Hunterdon and Somerset County for the trauma survivors in our community.
Right.
So to get the local businesses and the local community leaders and also just citizens, just residents of our area to understand that this is here, this is what we do, this is why we do it, and either partake in it, if you have a loved one who's a struggling teen or veteran,
sure,
you know, reach out to us. If you just simply are compassionate to veterans and teens or trauma in general, you can volunteer and help support what we do, because without that community base, we won't continue on. And you know, the fact that we're still here is awesome. It is working. You know, the horses are saving lives. They are rebuilding lives. And so with more support and more backbone, I know that we'll just do even more good for our local residents and community, you know, veterans, teens, et cetera. So we're having a dinner. It's from 6 to 10. There's no fundraising. You will not be asked for any money. Once I was to my board and said, you cannot ask anyone for a dollar. I said, okay. We are going to have one comedian to sort of top out the night, just to sort of lift everybody back up.
Oh, okay.
And tell them about what we do. We also have some special guests of honor. We have a veteran that's going to speak about why horses
and
what they've done for his life. We have a adolescent teen director from Richard Hall is going to come and show a video and talk about why horses for their teens. We also have a number of other short videos that will be able to actually share a visual of what the horses are doing in the arena. Because a lot of people want to know what it looks like. Well, what do you mean the horses do this and that?
Yeah.
Because we're HIPAA, for mental health.
Right. This was the interesting thing off air. We were talking about this.
We can't let people watch our sessions.
Right.
Because it's a violation of confidentiality. So it's hard. It's really hard to explain what we do and show what we do and how incredibly effective it is when we can't let people see it. So we're going to show some videos, and I will talk a little bit about some scenarios mm-hmm. that happened and explain kind of this is what happened for this person, and show some pictures of that actual happening.
Right.
So it's a way for us to outreach, advocate, educate, and also say thank you, because a thank you is due.
It is. And, you know, like you said, you have an army of volunteers, and, you know, with any kind of organization, whether it's funded or not funded and stuff, non-funded, non-profit organizations, they rely so heavily upon the generosity of, you know, people volunteering and stuff. And they, in turn, are like, you know, the background that keep everything moving in the right direction and stuff. And, you know, this way you as the equine facilitator and stuff can focus more on, you know, doing your job and stuff instead of, oh, you know, where's that bale of hay going? Who washed this door? How come that gate is open? How come, you know, the bathrooms aren't clean and
you
stuff?
So understand.
You know?
And I'll say this. I mean, we do have a lot of volunteers in that anyone is welcome. I mean, I have volunteers as young as 13.
Oh, okay.
And I have a 74-year-old woman who comes and helps with stalls on Wednesday morning because it's good to keep her active. And
sure.
She loves it. I mean, I have another woman who can't really physically do a lot of the coursework, but she loves doing bush trimming.
Oh, okay.
And we have 13 boxwood bushes that sit in front of it. So every spring and every fall, she comes and trims the bushes.
There you go.
And that's how she helps. So I try to let people know that even if you think you can't do, like, heavy farm work, that's okay. There's so much that needs to be done.
So at a facility like this, volunteering can be, you know, maintaining the website, doing the books, you know, keeping track of, you know.
Running errands.
Right, simple things like that and stuff, yeah.
Making phone calls. There's a whole list of things that need to get done.
Mm-hmm.
So I really encourage anybody, if you sort of have a volunteer spirit and you're curious about what we do, you can reach out.
How do people get a hold of you?
The website or email, it's hard for me to answer the phone sometimes.
Okay.
I've got either water buckets or two horses in my hands or I'm in session. But the website is good. Also, we do have I'm not real great on social media, but we do have a Facebook page.
Okay.
And I will answer messages on there. So, yeah, please just look us up.
So do we have a telephone number you can give us?
Yes, like I said, I don't leave me a message. I will get back to you.
Okay. How about the website?
The website is springrainsoflife.org, and that's spring like the season, rains like a bridal, R-E-I-N-S, oflife.org. And there's email on there. Also, if you are on Facebook, just look up Spring Rains of Life, would show up, and you can do a message there or even comment, and I do check it every day.
So. Do you? Okay, see, so that's good. It's important to get that feedback.
Once a day.
Right, and that's good, though, you know, because at least you're staying up on that and all. Well, this is quite interesting with everything that's going on. We're going to do a little commercial break, and we're going to be right back. So everybody just hang on.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Everybody over there!
Get on up.
Everybody right there.
Get into it.
Everybody right there.
Get involved.
Everybody, you.
Do
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Mueller from Nutrimost of Flemington and all. This hour has just flown by and stuff, and we've been fortunate enough to have CC from Spring Rains of Life, which is out of Three Bridges, New Jersey, right around the corner here from everybody and all. And they do a unique program for a variety of different people in our population here. They have the equine-assisted psychotherapy services for veterans and service members suffering from trauma. They have the teen and horse therapy group series, which is getting phenomenal results and moving along in the right direction. They're going to be throwing a fifth annual Swing into Spring Appreciation Dinner this Saturday, March the 23rd, at the Polish American Citizens Club, which is located down there in beautiful White House, New Jersey. And tickets are only $15, cash bar, of course. And they're going to have a comedian, and CC is going to just show you some video, have a few people talk about where they've been, have gone through the program, and what they've been able to accomplish after that and all. So it's a great Saturday night, great Italian dinner, I understand, CC, right?
Yeah.
All right, so that's always good. So, CC, why don't we talk about a few more things that are, you know, chomping at the bit, so to say, that you're dying to tell everybody in the last few minutes that we have here.
Well, I guess I'll just sort of recap. And the other thing I want to mention to you about our program is that, you know, we've had every nonprofit. Nonprofits are messy. Every nonprofit struggles. Every nonprofit has its challenges, and we've had ours. I mean, we've had to move 3 times.
Sure.
We've had to relocate. The first facility we were at for 3 years, it foreclosed, and so we were sort of forced to find a new way, almost shut down at that point. We relocated to Hillsborough, and we had a really nice, flourishing 3 years there to kind of get all the wind under our wings again and kind of get to the next level. And then we had to relocate again in 2017. And that's not easy when you talk about keeping clients, keeping mental health professionals that are licensed, the clients being proximity, volunteers. So everything that is our base, we really had to stay in this area. And I love Central New Jersey, so I don't really want to leave this area.
Yeah.
But we've had our share of challenges. However, I will say, you know, the horses, I really got into a sacrifice mode on this because I became addicted. I became addicted to witnessing miracles, however small or big they are. I mean, I've had veterans write to us saying, I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for the brown mare. So I know that our horses create some pretty amazing life changes.
Exactly.
And so that made me an addict, and I had to do anything in my power to feed that addiction. So my own sacrifice I don't count because it's my dream. It was my vision.
Mm-hmm.
But what's happened over 6 years is other people have joined into this vision. And even without being able to see what the horses do, I believe that the miracles they provide are contagious in some way, because now we do have a small army of people that are committed to this. And that means a lot to me, because I realize it's beyond my own sight. It's actually spread and become its own thing, its own entity. And so I do encourage anybody who's listening, if you're even slightly curious, look us up. You know, we accept volunteers of any kind. There's lots of stuff that needs to be done, not just the farm work, although that does need to get done every day. But we have a lot of ways that people can help. And also, if you are a veteran, if you are the wife of a veteran, or the child of a veteran who is suffering, please mention Operation Horse. We are looking for veterans to start a new 8-week group on April 30th, and then after that's completed, we'll have another one in July.
Okay.
It's important for us to shine in this, because the VA is now looking at equine therapy with a microscope. They've put some money out to it, but they're not going to continue it if we don't show some great results. So my goal as a business is to try and make sure that these groups are booked and fully attended, because then we can show with the pre and post.
Sure. Oh, excellent.
Horses help. Give more money to the horses because they will save lives. 22 suicides a day in this country.
Isn't that incredible? Jeez.
It's a travesty epidemic. That it's just the reason why we do it. It's the reason why we do Operation Horse, is to try and change that.
Mm-hmm.
In our area, in Hunterdon and Somerset County. With the teenagers, you know, this new format that we're doing, where we have a copay. Normally, our teen groups with the agencies and the at-risk teens have all been funded by us, but because we've had a little bit of trouble funding this year, this is a way for parents who are really struggling and desperate to spend $150, and their teen can come and do 4 weeks of therapy at
right.
the group. So for the price, even though it is a cost, we made it to be about half the total cost.
Right, exactly, yeah.
And if we have 8, you know, that's great, because then we're almost half funded with that. So I really encourage any parents, if you have a niece or nephew, and you can reach out to your brother or sister and say, hey, I heard mm-hmm. about this. You know, maybe your son or daughter would be interested, or this could be something that would be good for them, for $150 to go 4 Saturdays. And if look at it this way, if it doesn't work, it wasn't that much put in.
Right.
If it does work, it's worth a lot more than that. It could be the difference between your teenager succeeding or not.
Right.
And then if you're still not quite sure about what we do or what we're talking about, come out on Saturday. If you don't have plans, come out on Saturday. You will eat very well. You will end the night laughing, because Tom Briscoe is funny. I've watched his videos. But most importantly, you'll really get a full body scope of what we do and why. Why horses? And why does this matter? And so I really invite anyone who doesn't have plans, and even if you have plans, if they're not great plans, break them and come to our dinner.
That's good. You know, here in Hunterdon County, we're always looking for ways to help improve, you know, the mental, emotional, physical well-being of our residents and all. And right here in our own backyard, we have, you know, just such a facility and all. And so it would behoove you to get out there, help support a local good cause, see what the good work is doing. Roll up your sleeves, you know, do some volunteering. If you have, like Cece was saying, anybody in your immediate or even in your, you know, social gatherings and stuff that may have some issues, whether they're veteran, teenager, bricklayer, anything and stuff, this could be, you know, the answer that they're looking for. It's outside of the realms of what people are used to doing, and sometimes those are the things that are most effective at touching the person. So that's great, though. So, Cece, in the last few minutes and stuff, how can people get a hold of you, your website, your email?
Yes. Okay, so our website is springrainsoflife.org. That's spelled like spring, like the season, and then rains is R-E-I-N-S, like on a bridle, oflife.org. Our email is similar to that. It's info@springrainsoflife.org. We're on Facebook. And it's just under Spring Rains of Life. And I will give my phone number.
Well, where are you physically located? Go ahead and how about an address?
We're in Three Bridges, New Jersey.
Okay.
At Hunt Cat Farms.
Okay.
That is at 401 Main Street. I will say we can't really drop by. Visitors,
right.
Though. It's, everything is sort of by appointment, which I will schedule an appointment mm-hmm. if you want to come. But I'd be more than happy through email or through phone call to talk, and or like I said, it's perfect timing if you can come to our dinner Saturday. The other thing I recommend to people is that, you know, EGALA, who is our certifying body, there's been a lot of strides forward in the last 5 years in equine assisted psychotherapy and its benefits. So there was an article in Parade magazine that was national that featured JC Dugard, who was a major trauma survivor, who was helped by equine therapy. So it may not be the right thing for everybody. However, if you are someone who is struggling with traditional talk therapy or traditional methods, it does work for some people. I'm not knocking it.
Sure.
I'm just saying that if it doesn't work, this is another option. And if it's a trauma-based, you know, that's what we specialize in. You know, the horses really do have a way of helping people find their way out of their own trauma.
Right.
And putting it behind them.
Excellent. Very good. Cece, we're going to have you back on because I know we didn't even touch on half the things that you do and want to do. So we'll get that set up for our radio audience. With that, we're about out of time. So this is Dr. Mueller from Nutrimos of Flemington and Get Healthy Hunterdon. We'll see everyone next Monday at 12 o'clock. Have a great, healthy, and happy rest of the week.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com.
Oh, yeah. It flies by the hour and stuff like that. That's one of the first things that the guests say.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
How am I going to get everything in?
By families, for families. Inside our circle of care,
as you progress along,
coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists.
3 hours or so, and then what will happen is they replay it, rebroadcast it from 12 to 1 tonight.
Call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Burke.
Flooding in the Midwest has claimed at least 3 lives and forced hundreds of others to evacuate.
One of the communities hit hard by flooding in Nebraska is Fremont in Dodge County, where National Guard troops delivered supplies Sunday to people who are trapped in that city. There's no way to leave because roads and highways surrounding the town are flooded. At least 163 people have been rescued from floodwaters in recent days. Iowa and Wisconsin also have declared states of emergency in the wake of historic flooding and blizzard.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web.
So I said, well, how come we can't move it here? So he's like, well, we're working on that too. So it's like, oh boy. So, yeah. But, again, this was excellent. And, I like the idea of it being a little bit different. You're not on the backs of the horses. You're doing something different. And it creates, just another aha moment with people and stuff.
Our radio audience is a very flooding in Nebraska. Some people listen to it at lunch. A lot of people downloaded and iPod it delivered supplies during the week and stuff, like their commute to the city or you're going grocery shopping or they're running or working out at the gym and stuff like that.
So, right now and stuff, we may have like 6 to 1,000 listeners right now and stuff.
Blizzard conditions
during the rest of the week, the bomb cycle may explode to thousands and things like that, just with people sharing it and things like that. So we never know, just how far reaching it is, with a simple concept. And so that's why I like bringing people in on the show and stuff. I try to keep it in
the Dutch counterterrorism agency raised the terrorism threat level to 5. It's highest. Police are searching for a 37-year-old Turkish suspect.
This is USA Radio News. From a different angle.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution.
Oh, okay.
And that solution is Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty Health Share allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, economic choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be.
Right, and probably how flexible they are and stuff. Yeah.
Liberty. That's 855-58-Liberty. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control. control of your health care costs. Together, we're changing health care for good.
Mark Madness, sure, yeah, showing up early at the gas pump, says the national average saw an increase of 6 cents a gallon, with that new high of $2.55 for a gallon, yeah, of regular unleaded gasoline.
Yeah. See, maybe USA we could talk about that John next Clemens time, too, and all, and as far as you know, facilities and what's involved and how your programs develop increases around it.
48 of the nation's 50
physical
states saw prices,
you know,
rising, led by double-digit increases in nine states,
like, yeah,
including Florida, Kentucky, Nebraska, Maryland,
oh, I can
Delaware,
imagine
Wisconsin,
and so, wow,
Iowa, Kansas, yeah, and Louisiana.
Another factor is in the past week, oil prices increased.
Oh, yeah, it just gets to your heart and stuff, and it's like, oh.
West Texas Intermediate, yeah, crude oil.
Government leaders in Northern Virginia are approving tax breaks for Amazon as they look to build their second headquarters,
geez,
just outside of Washington, D.C. The Arlington County Board voted unanimously to approve a $23 million tax break for Amazon's second headquarters to be built in Crystal City. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
DNC Chairman Tom Perez announced that Fox News would not be hosting